It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Would you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Welcome to you, neighbor. Do you have any idea what I might have in this bag? It's not heavy, it's quite light. Can you hear it? What's in there? I'll show you a little bit of it. Many colors, made out of paper. It's a paper chain. And I'm going to show you how I made some of these. Just come with me to the kitchen. My fish. My neighbor. I need paper and scissors and some cellophane tape. Going to add a couple links to this paper chain. Put that through like that. Tape that together. Now, before I learned how to use scissors, I used to tear the paper. I'd fold it first. Sorts of things that you can do with cutting and tearing paper. In fact, I have a whole book about cutting and tearing paper. I'd like to show it to you right now before I do anything else with that paper chain. Called A Piece of Red Paper. I'll just read it to you. A piece of red paper. What if you found a piece of red paper and cut it into a big red circle? It could look like an apple, and you could tear a piece out of it, and it would look as though someone had bitten it. If it were blue paper, it could look like a round plate if you made it that way. And if you found a sheet of plain white paper and cut it into ovals, they could look like eggs. If they were bumpy, they might look like bumpy potatoes on a big blue plate. paper can be all different colors. Orange, yellow, pink, purple, green, gray, brown. What could you make with them? Little green circles for little green peas. Long orange triangles for long orange carrots. Two white cut ovals and two yellow cut circles. Two fried eggs coming up. What if somebody cut very long blue rectangles and very long purple rectangles and wove them together like this? And tore a gray triangle like this and cut out a gray circle like this. And made gray rectangles and a gray circle and a gray triangle like this. And then you could cut out the shapes of things you'd like to eat. What a party it could be. You could do that if you wanted to, or you could make other things out of paper. What would you make of a piece of red paper? You can use your imagination to make all kinds of things. I'll put this book back, and then we will tend to our paper chain. In fact, I think I'd like to try to string this paper chain the whole way through this place. I think I have enough. I'll start over here. See if I can reach up to here. Okay. This isn't very easy. Oh, that sounds like somebody at the door. Maybe that's somebody who could help. Oh, it is. It's Mr. McFeely.
Good day to you.
Am I ever glad to see you.
Do you need some help?
I do. Would you come over here just a minute, please?
Well, I'll be your speedy helper.
Thank you. I'm trying to string this paper chain
the whole
way across. You see, I've got it
across
through the kitchen.
Room. Already. Mm-hmm. Let's see if I can help. We can attach it to the banister here. Well, oh, no, I've got an idea. To the, top of the...
That's what I did out in the kitchen. Yeah.
Let's see, there it is.
Good. Thanks, Mr. McFeely.
That looks quite festive.
Yeah, is that great?
A paper chain.
Yes, I made all of those out of different colored paper.
Oh, I almost forgot why I came over. I've been promising to bring you this videotape.
It is
called How People Make Colored Construction Paper.
Perfect time for that.
Let's watch it right now, alrighty?
Be glad to.
You have some time?
I do, if you do.
I do. There you go. There's the tape.
Thank you, Mr. McFeely. How People Make Colored Construction Paper.
And I'll explain as we watch it.
Very good.
Alrighty.
Those look like wooden logs.
Well, they are. One of the things people use to make construction paper is wood. This man is loading these logs into an elevator that will take them down to the grinder where they'll get broken up and made into pulp.
Uh-huh.
See, there they go, down the elevator.
Down go the logs.
And as the wood is being broken up, lots of water is added. That's why it looks so mushy.
Uh-huh. Well, it looks like oatmeal.
Oh, it does, but you wouldn't want to eat this.
I guess not. Is that shredded paper?
Yes, it is. That recycled paper will be added to the wood pulp. There it goes.
All mixed together, huh?
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Is that computer paper?
Yes, it is.
That goes in with it, too.
That goes in. And there goes even more paper into the mix. mixed around.
That's going to be construction paper?
Construction
paper. Oh, what's that?
Now, this liquid is recycled water that has orange dye in it. So the water not only makes the shredded paper mushy like the pulp we saw, but it helps give them some sort of an orange color.
That looks very hot, Mr. McFeeling.
Oh, it is very hot.
Floating around and getting mixed together.
On its way to be construction paper. Now, this is the beater.
The what?
The beater.
Beater?
Mm. Beater. The pulp and the recycled paper have been mixed together in here, and more dye will be added. Well, there it goes now, you see?
I see the dye in the mix, but the pulp doesn't look orange.
Oh, it will. It takes a little time for the color to mix with the pulp. Now, you watch.
All right. Now I see it.
You see? Mm-hmm. It's getting oranger and oranger. Now from the beater, the pulp mixture moves over this wire conveyor belt. And as it moves, water is taken out of the mixture.
It moves so fast. Look at that. And I suppose that water is used again to make more orange paper.
You're right.
Look how shiny it is.
It'll look a little different when more water is taken out.
Uh-huh, not so shiny.
Now the pulp mixture moves over these big heated barrels. The heat dries up the water, and the pulp then becomes construction paper.
Yes, I see it on that big roll. But it's not like that in the store.
Oh, no, you're right, it's not. But watch what happens.
Okay.
There's one big roll of construction paper.
Mm-hmm. Taking a ride.
Taking a ride. Now watch this. There's orange construction paper.
Coming up off the roll.
Mm-hmm. Now look at the other rolls.
Oh, look at all those colors.
Each color that you see there will be in the finished package of the paper.
Well, you mean they're being all put together?
Mm-hmm.
There.
It puts together the different colors of paper and cuts them into big sheets. Now you'll see that in a moment. You see?
Mm-hmm. On their way.
On their way. And those sheets are kept in these stacks until it's time to cut them into different sizes.
Think of all the things you could make with that much construction paper.
I'll say. Now this man works the trimmer. It cuts the paper to just the right size.
What happens to those thin strips he's just cut off?
Well, they'll be recycled to make more construction paper.
Oh, good. That thing must be very sharp to cut all that paper at once.
Oh, it is, and that man works very carefully.
I'd hope so.
Now watch, he's about to do it again.
All right.
The paper. Doesn't that stack of colors look pretty?
Sure does. Sort of like a rainbow.
A paper rainbow.
Now what's going to happen?
Well, this man loads the paper onto the conveyor belt so that each stack can be wrapped in plastic.
Oh, there's the plastic coming down in sheets. So plastic underneath the paper and plastic on top.
That's right. This first machine makes the plastic like an envelope around each stack.
Pretty loose fitting, isn't it?
Well, you'll see what happens.
Now what happens?
Well, this second machine shrinks the plastic so it fits tight around the paper.
Maybe that's what people mean by shrink wrapped.
That's right. Now it's ready for people everywhere to have fun making all kinds of things with construction paper.
That is very interesting. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. There are sure many things people can use that kind of paper for.
That's right. Do you know anybody who might want this when I'm finished with it?
Well, I bet the neighborhood school could use it.
Well, it'll be theirs. Well, I'm going to leave it up for a while.
All righty. When you're ready, I'll come back and deliver it to the school. In the meantime, see you around the neighborhood.
Thanks, Mr. McFeely.
Speedy delivery.
And to you. There are so many things to learn about in this world, and so many people who can help us learn. Isn't that wonderful? Imagining things is a way of learning, too. Let's have some of our kind of imagining. Our kind of make-believe. Let's imagine some more about Lady Aberlin's wind research. And think about the field trip that Daniel and his school friends have been planning in the neighborhood of make-believe. Carry on. As I was saying, Miss Blifficate.
Yes, sire.
As I was helping Prince Tuesday with his school homework, I was thinking of you.
That's very thoughtful of you.
And the more we worked, the more convinced I was that I should give you one.
Give me what, Your Majesty?
A bracelet.
A bracelet?
Yes, a gold bracelet.
Oh. But King Friday, I never expected any.
I'll go get it for you. In fact, I might bring several for you.
Several gold bracelets?
Here you are, Miss Blifficate. Gold bracelets.
They're paper?
Of course. Gold-colored paper. Do you like them?
Oh, yes. They make great gifts.
You may give them or retain them. Now they belong to you.
Our generous king.
Yes, farewell and farewell.
Farewell, King Friday.
Nice bracelets, Ms. Polificate. Up here, Miss P.
HJ, I didn't see you.
I'll come down. Again, I like your gold bracelets.
Would you like to have one?
Oh, I surely would, but where would I wear it?
How about your trunk?
Oh,
how's that?
I like this. Thanks a lot.
Oh, you're welcome. How are your boomerang lessons coming along?
Oh, me. Oh, my. Boomerang. Toomerang. Sumerang!
You do that very well.
Oh, hi, Miss Blifficate. What happened here?
A gold bracelet special. Would you like to have one?
Oh, thank you. But to my knowledge, gold bracelets don't stir up wind.
Well, they're not real gold.
Beside the point, just a minute ago, I got a very strong reading on my wind machine. What were you doing about 22 ago?
Oh, let me see. I had just given H.J. Elephant a bracelet for his trunk.
Hmm. And did he do anything special with it?
No, but he practiced his boomerang lesson.
He did?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and he did very well.
Oh, you've been a great help, Miss Polificate. I've got to find H.J. Elephant III. Do you know where he is?
He boomeranged himself away.
Hmm. I'll ask his teacher then. Thanks, Miss Polificate.
Uh-huh.
And thanks for the gold bracelet.
Made by a king.
A royal artist. Farewell.
Farewell.
Hi, Lady Lane.
Oh, hi there, Toots.
Have you seen H.J. Elephant III?
I sure have. He's the best boomerang student I've ever had.
Where is he?
Hey, slow down now. Don't you want to see what I've been making?
Very nice. Now, where is H.J. Elephant?
I think he boomed himself over to the school.
Well, I think I'll go over to the school myself.
If you're going for sure, would you take these for me?
Oh, are these for the school?
Yeah, these paper chains. Something to do with their field trip. I told them I'd help make some.
You are a good sport, Lady Elaine.
So are you, Toots. Hope you find your elephant.
Thanks, all part of my research.
Back to my real work.
Anna, Prince, and Daniel. Anna, Prince, and Daniel. Anna, Prince, and Daniel are near.
Yes, we're near.
Daniel, Prince, and Anna. Daniel, Prince, and Anna. Daniel, Prince, and Anna are here.
And I am glad you're here.
There you are. HJ.
How did you do that?
Oh, Lady Elaine taught me with the boomerang.
Well, could you show us that again? Just once more.
Oh, I'll be glad to. Mm-hmm. Oh, me.
Oh, Miss Cow?
Yes, Anna?
Does he have to go away again?
No, but I thought you'd like to see how he does it so quickly and then comes back.
I like it when he comes back. Mm-hmm. But, well, it scares me when he goes away so quickly.
Oh.
Oh, I don't want to scare anybody.
All right, then. Let's get on with our field trip.
Yes. Oh, hi, everybody. Lady Elaine Fairchild asked me to bring these for you.
Ready.
I didn't know Auntie Lady Elaine would really help us.
She loves you, Tuesday.
Sometimes she scares people.
Well, I don't think she means to.
Just like I didn't mean to scare Anna.
How did that happen?
Well, I was showing everyone what I learned about boomeranging from Lady Elaine.
And when he said, oh me, oh my, it scared me.
Do you know why it scared you?
I thought I was going to blow away too.
Blow away?
Yes.
There did seem to be a big wind when H.J. started to leave.
Yes.
Big wind?
Yes.
Is it all right if we do an educational experiment right here and now?
Oh, what would you like to do, Lady Evelyn?
I'd like to see if the wind velocity in this room changes when H.J. Elephant III does his boomerang.
Oh.
Well, I think we need to ask Anna about that. Mm-hmm.
Maybe I could hold Daniel's paw?
Of course you could.
And I'd like to hold Anna's hand.
Very good idea.
And how would you like to hold my trunk bracelet while I'm gone?
Oh, I'll be glad to. Now there are two together.
Uh-huh. Everybody ready?
Oh, yes, yeah. We're ready. Yeah.
Okay. Boomerang, toomerang, sumerang!
Nothing happened.
I'm still here. Uh-huh. It didn't work. Oh, I didn't learn it after all.
Now, just a minute, H.J. You launched into that pretty quickly, you know. Are you sure you did everything you're supposed to do?
Well, first I'm supposed to say, oh, me, oh, my.
See?
Then I say, boomerang, toomerang, sumerang.
That's it. I found the extra wind source.
What?
Oh. But where is H.J.?
How was that?
Just what I needed. Oh, thank you. I must report my data.
Yeah, what do you want to help with the field trip then, Lady A?
Oh, next time. Okay. I've got to report this wind velocity data immediately.
I understand.
Thank you all.
Oh, okay.
Thanks for holding my hand, Daniel.
Oh, I was glad to, Anna.
Thanks for holding mine, Anna.
We were all together.
Yes.
Yes.
Now, class, let's get back to the field trip.
So you gave one to the elephant and one to Niece Evelyn.
And I'm still wearing mine.
Since you've been so generous, Ms. Polificate, I have decided to give you a necklace to match.
Oh, how nice.
There it is.
Oh, and it does match. Oh, what a king you are, King Friday.
Yes, of course.
I have good news.
Niece Evelyn, I presume?
Correct, as usual, Uncle Friday.
Good news, you say?
Yes, Uncle Friday.
Suppose we repair to the GN room. Come along, both of you. If the news is really good, you may get a necklace too, he said.
Uncle Friday!
So Lady Aberlin worked and worked and finally found out where that extra wind was coming from. Sometimes it takes a lot of trying to learn something. The important thing was she kept on trying. And she did it. You can make believe it happens or pretend that something's true. You can wish or hope or contemplate a thing you'd like to do. But until you start to do it, you will never see it through. 'Cause the make-believe pretending just won't do it for you. You've got to do it. Every little bit, you've got to do it. Do it, do it, do it. And when you're through, you can know who did it. For you did it. You did it. You did it. I think I'll just leave this paper chain decoration up for our next visit. Oh. And we'll have plenty more to think about and learn and do then. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. I'll be back next time. Bye.
The people who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
Doink!